The cost of playing the National Lottery is set to double, but more winners will share the prize pot, operator Camelot has announced. The price will increase from £1 to £2 in the autumn, but rewards will also increase. Research in the past from the think tank Theos has shown that manual workers and the unemployed are significantly more likely to play the lottery than those in top managerial and professional careers. This has led to the lottery being described as a tax on the poor, although the charity has spent billions of pounds on good causes since it started. Let's talk to the local businessman Bill Jeffrey and the journalist Niamh Horand. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the programme, both of you. Bill, is this a tax on the poor?
It is absolutely not. I believe that 20 years ago when it started, a pound was a pound. Today it's worth about 1p. I think this is a realistic increase, but what it does is it gives everybody a better opportunity. Can I tell you, you are talking to a lottery winner this morning. On Thursday morning, I woke up, checked my numbers, 12, 38 and 47, and I won £10. In the autumn, that would be 25. I am absolutely delighted, but I think that the lottery have put forward...
Are you a regular, lottery customer, are you?
Yeah, twice a week.
Twice a week, so you're putting £4 in a week.
Yeah.
To get your £10 back once a year.
Well,
can I come in there and ask George, you said he's a local businessman, does he sell lottery tickets by any chance?
He's Bill.
I missed that question, Nate.
Do you sell lottery tickets, Bill?
No, I don't. I have to work for a living.
Right. Okay, I'm just wondering if there's any involvement.
But I believe that the big lottery fund will be a huge benefit. I mean, it used to be just a handout situation. It's now one of the biggest third-party employers in the social economy. The big lottery fund is, I mean, even in the south of Ireland, sure, the health service was won by lottery money.
Niamh, what do you think of this? Bill obviously thinks it's not a tax on the poor. Do you think it is?
Look, first thing you have to ask is why now? How much do they expect to be made? Because you can be damn sure that the people in the lottery office aren't doing this for the sake of their customers. There's no doubt that some suit sat in an office somewhere a couple of months back and worked this one out, how much it's going to earn them. Studies have been done time and time again, the most recent one in the States, most impoverished states, spend more in the lottery. It's seen as a solution for long-term financial gain. People on lower income play the lotto even more when times are tough, and people on lower income spend 9% of their income on the lottery. I mean, it's this kind of reverse Robin Hood, take from the poor to give to the rich approach. And I, for one, would call on anybody who plays the lotto, not just people on lower income, not to feed into this and not to buy this new marketing ploy, but anybody who isn't on lower income that plays this, to boycott it as a result of what they're trying to
do. But then that means the money doesn't go to the good causes.
Well, a certain amount of money goes to good causes, but how much money are they taking?
A lot of money goes to good causes.
But listen, they also earn a huge amount of profits. Do you want to put up their profits beside the amount of money that goes to good causes and then put up the amount that they're taking from people on lower income? It all evens itself out, except that the profits go to the National Lottery as well.
And then a lot of that good cause money goes into working class, socially deprived areas and charities and other kinds of work.
Let them keep their money in the first place. Let them keep their money in their own pocket in the first place.
We keep the money in their own pocket, then it's not going into the local areas, it's going into their own pockets.
So the people who are playing this are expecting to win big. They're expecting to win the 250,000, they're expecting to win the jackpot. That's not going to improve. The lower amounts are going to improve. So instead of winning two, you win £4 or whatever it is, it's not going to improve the big jackpot.
You ever bought a lottery ticket?
Never. I went in a pool in work once, and I actually, because I said, God, if they won, they'll all be off work and I'll look like an idiot. And I said, never again.
I've never bought a ticket either, but not because I've some moral objection to it, but because I just think the chances of winning are actually so low, it's not worth entering.
But do you think that people on lower incomes actually think this true, or do you think this is their only way, you know, to make a few pounds?
Well, Bill, you're dangling hope in front of people, aren't you?
I see the lottery as almost a social economy business. I know, I've listened to Niamh's argument. I think it's extreme, and it is also weak. You give a little, you take a little. All businesses make a profit. But there is an argument here, a sustainable argument, that this is a case of the greater good. And I
believe greater good? For who? I'd love to know how much lottery bosses are on.
You're talking about
give a little to get a little. Do you know what it is? It's preying on the weak and vulnerable. It's predatory gambling. There's a term for it.
Thousands of people in Northern Ireland alone, never mind the UK, and in the Republic of Ireland, are benefiting from big lottery funding. They're being employed in the social economy. There are schemes, there are feeding schemes for people, there are work schemes, there's heritage being protected. There are black holes in the government funding.
Well, let them get it another way. Let them get away by taxing the rich and not taking money off the poor. Your argument doesn't stand up. I'm sorry, it doesn't. Let them take money off the rich tax, but put higher tax on the rich. Let them give support.
That's about pensions.
If your argument doesn't stack up, they're taking from lower income families.
The argument you're making now is about the benefit scandal that there is, that the way we're going to be cut down and robbed, and people are going to suffer from that.
If you want to help ailing communities, then tax the rich. Don't expect the poor to pay for them.
Yes, but that argument applies over the benefits. Over the whole taxation problem, this is a recreation thing that has huge benefit for my community, your community, William, and everybody else.
Take a breath, guys. We've got William from Armagh who wants to have a quick word. We've only got 60 seconds left before the news. Okay. William, hi.
Craig, the thing is, a lot of people do a lot of pick the same numbers every week. And because they feel compelled to do these same numbers every week.
It's just superstition, you know.
Sorry?
It's just superstition.
No, it's not. It's
you're not more likely to win with the same numbers every week.
Oh, I know, but most people are compelled to do it every week.
Yeah. So
what I think a lot of people should do is to issue random numbers rather than having people to pick the same numbers every week. That removes away the compulsion to do it every week. Because if they raise this money up to £2 a week, it's taxing these people.
Oh, that's interesting. So you think that there's a wee pattern of addiction? Interesting.